And now, young Widder Brown. Last night, Helen Brown had a serious quarrel with her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, concerning the influence he is permitting lovely Dr. Allison Shaw to have on him, and his unwillingness to understand why Ellen is so interested in Allison's ex-husband, Jim Morrison. Now, this evening, Ellen has a visitor, someone she's not seen for some time, Louise Simpson, the wealthy widow who for many years has been in love with Anthony. Ellen, dusting her living room, looks up as she hears the screen door close.
Louise!
Hello, Ellen.
Oh, my goodness, what a surprise. I haven't seen you for days.
I've been away, didn't you know?
I got back last night.
I didn't know you were away, as a matter of fact. I've been rather busy.
So I hear.
Did you go away for a rest or a shopping trip?
Both.
And enjoyed it immensely. Got loads of beautiful clothes and a new car.
Why, Louise, how extravagant.
There's nothing like being a wealthy widow, I assure you.
Well, I'm glad that your difficult times are over, Louise.
Yours have just begun, I hear.
You seem to be hearing lots about me, Louise.
That's twice you've said, I hear.
Well, I got in late, Ellen, and I was bored. So I telephoned around to see who was awake. And Dr. Allison Shaw came over for a while.
Oh, so I heard all sorts of things.
No doubt.
Allison says you're going in for tremendous rescue work on her ex-husband. You've more or less brought him up out of the gutter. And she says you're being pretty smug about it.
Allison, of course, has a perfect right to say that, if that's how she feels about what I've done. But it really is a little distorted.
What's your version of it?
My version is that Jim Morrison, an extremely attractive man, needs help. Help that we can all give him, Allison, Anthony, and myself. And that Allison, of all people, should be anxious to give.
Why?
He probably hates him. And when you hate your former husband...
Does hating him relieve Allison of all responsibility?
Why not?
Well, I guess, as with Allison, there is the dividing of the ways, Louise.
I hated my husband, Ellen. I loathed him. If Alex had been sick, would you have taken care of him?
Of course.
Well, Jim Morrison has been sick. A man who drinks to excess is a sick man, Louise. He needs care. He needs help to build up his confidence.
And she doesn't want that, Ellen.
But she should, Louise. Even if there's no love left for the man, Allison hasn't the right as a Christian woman to enjoy his self-defeat.
Ellen, you're foolish, and I'm angry with you because you are so foolish.
Why should you be angry with me?
Because I'm possessive about Anthony Loring.
Because you're giving him to Allison Shaw.
Well, I'm doing it subconsciously, I assure you.
Ellen, that girl is a menace.
You know, Louise, some people told me that about you.
Well, after all, I do think that... Oh, really?
Louise, what's worrying you? Is it that in me you didn't feel you had much competition, and that with Allison it's a different story?
You're very sure of yourself, Ellen, to talk like that.
On the contrary, Louise, I've never felt less sure of myself.
What do you mean by that?
I think all you're saying about Allison and Anthony is quite likely. I'm sure that they're extremely interested in one another. And I have nothing to fight it with.
Yes, you have.
Drop Jim Morrison.
Anthony wants you to. Allison told me so.
I can't do that. Out of the whole sorry situation, let that be the one thing that remains. That I'm continuing to give help where I feel it's needed.
Oh, Ellen, really?
Don't worry about it, Louise. And you must be worried to come and talk to me about it.
How attractive is this Jim Morrison, Ellen?
I think he has great charm.
Really?
I wonder now whether you're as concerned about Anthony wandering as you pretend.
Louise, that's ridiculous.
Well, Ellen, if you're turning Anthony loose for open competition, by all means say so. Then no one can condemn me for my treatment of you.
Louise, I'm busy. Are you telling me to go again?
That's all you ever tell me lately, Ellen.
No, excuse me while I answer the telephone.
Of course.
Hello?
Ellen, this is Jim Morrison.
Oh, good morning.
I didn't want to call you earlier, Ellen. I thought you might be resting.
Oh, no, not at all.
Anthony came to see you last night after I left, didn't he?
Yes.
I saw his car. Was he angry because I was there?
I don't think so, Jim. I think he was angry about a combination of things.
May I see you again this morning, Ellen?
Well, of course. At any time.
I'll come now.
Fine. Goodbye, Jim.
Fine.
Well, Jim. Obviously, Jim Morrison.
Yes, Louise.
Well, are you attracted to him, Ellen?
Yes, I think he's very nice. I like him. And with all his problems, he's far more restful to me than people who are in complete mastery of their existence.
Meaning Anthony?
Meaning anyone who is sure of himself, Louise. Anyone.
And now, a little later at Health Center Hospital, Anthony is halted at the door of his office by Louise.
Anthony.
Oh, hello, Louise.
Have you a minute to spare? I've just gotten back. I have to see you.
Well, only a minute, Louise.
That's all I need. Anthony, I'm shocked at the way things are going.
What things? Sit down, will you, and talk while I go over these x-ray pictures?
I'm shocked that, Ellen, that you've let things go this far.
How far have they gone, would you say?
Anthony, don't dismiss me this lightly. That isn't wise or fair.
Look, Louise, you may not have noticed, but this is a hospital, not a family relations court.
Anthony, is Ellen in love with that man?
I don't know. I haven't been impertinent enough to ask her.
He telephoned her this morning, and her face lit up as she talked to him. What are you letting happen? Are you standing by while this goes on?
Am I supposed to call Jim Morrison out to a duel or something, Louise?
I'm amazed at you, Anthony. Amazed that you're letting Ellen involve herself in this way. Or don't you care anymore? Isn't it that important to you?
Louise.
Why aren't you angry at Ellen, Anthony?
Because, I suppose since you're a trustee of the hospital, since Alex's death, I have to allow myself to be subjected to all this. But it's most unpleasant.
Anthony, one more question and I'll go. Are you in love with Alison Shaw? She's in love with you, you know.
I think you're behaving outrageously, Louise. I simply don't understand your audacity in doing this.
I have to know these things, Anthony. You see, I still have dreams. I still remember the days in Chicago when you were so good to me. I still remember
Louise, excuse me a minute.
It's all right, I'm going. I just want you to know that I'm back. And I'm making my own observation about things. I find them all very interesting, Anthony. Very interesting and rather exciting.
Dr. Loring speaking.
Louise Simpson leaves Anthony, a half smile on her face. But she does not leave the hospital. Instead, she walks down the corridor to the office occupied by Dr. Allison Shaw. Meanwhile, at Ellen's house, Jim Morrison is greeting Ellen.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Well, the neighbors are going to talk, Ellen. I seem to be darkening your doorstep a good deal lately.
Neighbors always talk.
If you don't mind.
No.
Ellen, would you like to meet Dr. and Mrs. Humphreys?
Well, yes. Yes, I think so. But why? I mean, where are they? This is a little sudden, isn't it?
Well, they're at the lake. He's recuperating from that stroke he had, you know, and I want to see him. I want to talk to him about Alison and me.
Well, you mean I should go there with you?
Yes. Would you? It isn't too long a drive. Day, and we're there. They'd be delighted, Amy.
But, Jim, they're Alison's friends. Do you think they're sympathetic to you in that degree?
Well, it'll be after you've talked with them. Ellen, I've never had an advocate before. Never had anyone who'd defend me.
Jim, this is such a strange request. I just don't know if it's the thing to do. I seem to be getting so deeply involved with something that really isn't my business.
Ellen, I'm going to be your business all my life. Because without your hand reaching out to me, leading me through a valley, I'd be lost.
You mustn't depend on anyone, say, Jim.
Well, I don't want to, but I have to. Ellen, I have to make my way back through my errands. And believe me, it's a rockier road coming back than going. And I need help. I need your hand.
I'm happy to help you, Jim. Proud and glad to help you.
Thank you. I'm telephoning Humphreys tonight. They're part of the road back, Ellen. A very important part. And I'm going to make it back. I know that, Ellen. You can trust me.
While Ellen commits herself to understanding and sympathy for Jim Morrison, what is Louise Simpson saying to Dr. Allison Shaw about young Widder Brown?